Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. We have a beautiful card here from the Tarot of Mystical Moments by artist Catherine Wells Stein, and it is the very subtle messenger, the Page of Cups. I say subtle because this page does not quite deliver its message in the same way. And as humans, we often have a way of taking a lot of things in life for granted, all right? Many times we have like these little detours that come up. We don't even realize the universe is sort of shifting us. So the message might not be known at the time that it's happening. But when we take that detour and we meet somebody, something happens, it alters our path and sends us off in new directions. This is a very creative type of energy, and the more intuitive might be inclined to, you know, kind of have a perception of what is going on. Lovely Taurus moon is going to make one more aspect today before it leaves us mid-morning to move into Gemini, and it will be a sextile with Neptune. So do be careful of those rose-colored glasses. Creativity of the Page of Cups can be felt with this one. Remember, these messages are not like in your face. So the moon, when it moves into Gemini, is going to make two aspects for the day, a trine with Pluto in Aquarius and a sextile with Venus in Aries. You could be feeling emotions very deeply, and this page will probably be helping you do that. If you're still awake very late in the day, you might find that relationships are going well. News of the day is the Kazemi, which is happening. Sun conjunct Mercury in the sign of Aries. I always think of this like, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever seen that really old movie called Death Takes a Holiday. All right. And it's not the same as that, but it's like Mercury retrograde takes a holiday. Your thinking is clearer. Your communication is better. If you had to have a conversation and you've been holding off because of Mercury retrograde, this might just be the day to do it. Just remember the, you know, emotional factor, which is here today with the Page of Cups, and how you might come across, especially if you're, you know, feeling any kind of intensity in your own emotions and feelings. So, you know, it's a better day for communicating, but it's still probably not the best time for making, you know, decisions that are for the long term. But see what happens and know that you can still make adjustments later on when the time comes. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.